Hi, and welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and views from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and this episode comes to you from the bar at Monk's Cafe in Philadelphia. It's the semi-official bar of WhiskeyCast, with more than two dozen different whiskeys behind the bar, and it's one of the few places offering whiskey tastings with the Malt Advocate magazine editor and publisher, John Hansel. We'll talk with John in a few minutes, but first, here's the news. There's good news and bad news to report this week. First, another sign of the growing importance Chinese sales play in the world whiskey market. The Scotsman reports William Grant & Sons, the owners of Glenfiddich and Balvenie, and Scotland's largest remaining independent distiller, has plans to open up shop in Shanghai. The new company is expected to handle distribution for Grant's brands in the region. Now, here's why this is a big move. Scotch Whiskey Association figures show China is the fastest-growing export market for distillers, with exports up 124% for the first 6 months of this year compared to a year ago. One of the major reasons, China cut its tariffs on whiskey imports as part of its entry into the World Trade Organization. Now for the bad news, especially with the holidays coming up. Pernod Ricard executives are looking at major cuts in its Scottish workforce. The move was expected after its takeover of Allied Domecq in July. No official announcements have been made, but the cuts are expected to be completed by next spring. Pernod Ricard is also looking at a shakeup in its portfolio of Scotch brands, which include Chivas, Glenlivet, Scapa, Ballantine's, and Tormore. All of these developments are likely to be part of the discussion in Edinburgh next April, when industry leaders meet for the first World Whiskies Conference. It's for the whiskey industry only, not a consumer show, but for details you can find a link on our website at www.whiskeycast.com. Other events on the calendar. If you're visiting any Scotch distilleries next Wednesday, expect a glass or two to be raised in honor of St. Andrew's Day. Maker's Mark Distillery in Loretto, Kentucky will hold its annual Candlelight Distillery Tours on the first two Saturdays in December, the 3rd and the 10th. Also on the 10th, Jim Murray will be appearing at a tasting session sponsored by Nichols & Perks in Stourbridge, West Midlands in England. This is a change of location from our calendar in Episode 1. And on December 12th, John Hansel will host a bourbon tasting at DBA Bar in New York. If you have an event for the calendar, other news, or just a comment, the email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. As I said at the start of this episode, we're at Monk's Cafe in Philadelphia. John Hansel of Malt Advocate magazine did a tasting here tonight. A couple of weeks ago at Whiskey Fest in New York, John presented this year's Malt Advocate Awards.
I think if I had to summarize it, it was that bourbon finally is coming out of its shell and showing what it can do. American whiskey in general, not bourbon, just American whiskey in general. You know, for the past 10 years, we've seen single malt scotch doing all kinds of exciting and new things, and even Irish whiskeys being creative and experimental. But now what we're seeing is the bourbon industry, which is very traditional, and the last major whiskey market, I think, to actually try to break out of tradition, to experiment, to improve the quality of and the diversity of their product.
Now, I noticed on the Pioneer Awards, we talked with Parker Beam and with Jim Swan from Penryn. What were the, and with the, also with the guys from Woodford Reserve with the Four Grain.
Yes.
What set those apart from the crowd this year?
Well, without a doubt, if you look at, from a product standpoint, the Bernheim original wheat whiskey is the first straight wheat whiskey on the market that is probably this century, you know, is in the past 90 or 100 years. That's never happened, because most whiskey that's made in the United States is bourbon, and it's by law has to be at least half corn. And there's plenty of straight rye whiskeys on the market, which are at least half rye. But there's no straight wheat whiskeys. And this was the first time that's been done. And I think it's incredible that they've done this and taken the risk to do that. Because it's not like what we were doing tonight, where you have finishes. They took a risk from the beginning. The formula on the front end, you're taking a risk. If you change the formula on the front end and it doesn't work out, you're stuck with the product. You can't, you know, it's very risky and proposition. Same thing with the Woodford Reserve Four Grain. They did two unique things. The first one is, over at Woodford, it was the first whiskey, again, in recent history, made from four different grains. Bourbon made from four different grains. Bourbon's traditionally a three-grain product. Corn, malted barley, and usually rye, but rye or wheat. It's either rye or wheat, not both. And I've been like preaching for the last 7 or 8 years now that if you could take the spiciness of a rye bourbon and the drinkability and the smoothness and the nuttiness of a wheated bourbon and combine the two, you could have the best of both worlds, not one or the other. And this is the first product that has done that. And secondly, it's the only bourbon on the market right now that is distilled in pot stills versus column stills. So you have that richness and that voluptuousness of the pot stills, like a single malt scotch, combined with the four grains, and the potential is enormous to be like, you know, the finest American whiskey ever produced. I'm not saying that this one is, but I think the potential is there. Finishing up the Pioneer Award, you have Jim Swan, who has been behind the scenes doing a lot of research in wood management. And if there's an area that is the biggest, you know, wood management is like the China of whiskey, you know, like, because wood management is the biggest growth, the biggest potential for growth, because almost every producer will agree that the type of cask and the quality of the cask that you age your whiskey in is the most important, more important than the other characteristics. So I think that's important that he's doing that. He's specializing in the quality of the, and doing a lot of research in wood management. And it doesn't matter whether it's John Glazer of Compass Box or, you know, Bill Lumsden of Glenmorangie, they're all using and learning from what the research that he's done in the past several years. So other winners, the Highland Park 30-year-old as far as our import malt whiskey of the year. Just one of the most incredible whiskeys that I've tasted. It's just fabulous, all rounded. Highland Park is fabulous to begin with, and this one just is stunning. Lots of depth and character. Our best buy of the year, Downward 12-year-old. A really fantastic single malt scotch for under $30. It's hard to find anymore. So I think if you can do that, find a great single malt scotch for under $30. It's a best buy, and that's what Downward 12-year-old is. The import blend of the year, the black bottle, I've tasted for many years, but wasn't imported until this past year. It's a marriage of seven different Islay single malts with a grain whiskey. It has the drinkability of a grain whiskey and all the intensity and the guts and the character of an Islay whiskey. Wonderful, wonderful whiskey. And industry leader, what can I say? Brett Pontani is one of the, you know, the retailer is the missing, is the critical link between the producer and the consumer. They sell the product, and he works at Binney's in Chicago, and he is the definitive the defining character of what a specialty retailer should do: knowledge and passion combined. And then finally, our Lifetime Achievement Award, Michael Jackson. I don't know if I need to say more than that, so that's it.
We'll hear more from John in future episodes. That's all for this edition of Whiskey Cast on the road at Monk's Cafe in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2005. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.